You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy summer. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of July 20th through July 26th. On July 20th, 1987, Charles Bush's send-up of beach movies, Psycho Beach Party, opens off-Broadway at the Players Theater. Bush himself is among the cast of The Lampoon, directed by Kenneth Elliott, which rides the waves for 344 performances. Fiddler on the Roof, which opened September 22, 1964, surpasses Hello, Dolly! As Broadway's longest-running musical on July 21, 1971, with 2,845 performances. The production finally closes its doors July 2nd of the next year. In 1976, a revival of Guys and Dolls with an all-black cast opens on Broadway with new Motown-style arrangements and runs for 239 performances. The resulting cast album is a pure delight. Boxer-turned-TV star Tony Danza takes over the lead role of Eddie in the Broadway revival of Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge in 1998, succeeding Tony-winning Best Actor Anthony LaPaglia. The question of why mortals cling so passionately to life hangs in the air of the Maury Yeston-Thomas Meehan musical Death Takes a Holiday, opening in a world premiere off-Broadway engagement in 2011 at the Roundabout Theatre Company's Laura Pels. Cate Blanchett and Richard Roxburgh lead the Sydney Theatre Company production of Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, opening in 2012 at New York City Center for a 10-performance run as part of the Lincoln Center Festival. On July 22, 1912, the Schubert Brothers opened the first of their annual Passing Show installments. The Passing Show of 1912 features Charlotte Greenwood, Trixie Fraganza, and Eugene and Willie Howard. There are 136 performances and new editions of the revue every year for the next 11 years. In 2001, Chicago's Pegasus Players hosts the world premiere of the musical Muscle by James Lapine, composer William Finn, and lyricist Ellen Fitzhugh. Originally planned by Lapine as a companion piece to Stephen Sondheim's one-act Passion, it finally makes its debut with a new songwriting team. In 2004, Stephen Sondheim returns to Broadway with his first, mostly, new score in a decade. Lincoln Center Theatre's production of The Frogs is an expanded version of Sondheim's short 1973 musical, which had debuted literally in the swimming pool at Yale University. Nathan Lane, who plays Dionysus, makes his Broadway debut as a librettist, with Susan Stroman directing. On July 23, 1938, Helen Hayes is named the stage's greatest performer when the New York Sun prints its list of great performers. Compiled after polling 150 notable people, mostly in the theater industry, the list names Catherine Cornell as runner-up, the pair of Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne is third, and others on the list include John Barrymore, Maude Adams, and John Gielgud. Kyle Jean-Baptiste, who was cast in the Broadway revival of Les Miserables following his graduation from Baldwin-Wallace University, makes history in 2015 when he goes on as Jean Valjean at 21 years old. Jean-Baptiste is the youngest actor and first Black actor to perform the role on Broadway. In 2018, young Jean Lee makes history as the first Asian-American female playwright produced on Broadway when her play, Straight White Men, opens at the Helen Hayes Theater. Angela Lansbury, who won the 1966 Tony Award for MAME, returns to Broadway in a revival of the musical at the Gershwin Theater July 24, 1983. Also in the cast is original Agnes Gooch, Jane Connell. Mike Nichols' production of Anton Chekhov's The Seagull begins performances at Central Park's Delacorte Theater in 2001. Meryl Streep and Kevin Kline head the cast, which includes Marcia Gay Harden, Natalie Portman, Christopher Walken, Philip Seymour Hoffman, John Goodman, Deborah Monk, Steven Spinella, and Larry Pine. In 2003, Roundabout Theater Company and Deaf West Theater present an American Sign Language adaptation of Big River, opening on Broadway at the American Airlines. Featuring a cast of deaf, hard of hearing, and hearing actors, most roles are double cast, with one actor speaking and singing, and one signing. The world premiere of This Ain't No Disco, a musical about the nightclubs and art world of 1979 New York City, opens in 2018 off-Broadway at the Atlantic Theater Company. On July 25, 1968, Art Carney opens in Lovers, a double bill of Brian Friel 1X at the Vivian Beaumont. The limited engagement breaks box office records and later transfers to a second limited run at the Music Box, for a total of 148 performances. After a smash run at the Public Theater in New York City, the Marvin Hamlisch-Edward Kleban musical A Chorus Line makes the move uptown to Broadway's Schubert Theater in 1975. In 1996, Tony Award-winning musical star Patti LuPone returns to the Broadway stage as Maria Callas in Terrence McNally's Masterclass. Judd Hirsch returns to Broadway in 2002 in the role that earned him the 1986 Tony Award for Best Actor in a Play, Nat, in I'm Not Rappaport. Starring opposite Hirsch in the revival is Ben Vereen. Jeff Blumenkrantz and Brett Ryback star as Suspects and Detective, respectively, in the two-person whodunit musical Murder for Two, opening in 2013 at the McGinn-Casale Theater as part of the Second Stage Uptown series. The production later transfers to New World Stages for an extended run. Audiences are rolling in the deep when Moulin Rouge opens at the Al Hirschfeld in 2019. The stage adaptation of the cult favorite movie stars Aaron Tveit and Karen Olivo as doomed lovers Christian and Satine, and Danny Burstein as the grinning MC of the titular club. The New York premiere of Leslie Headland's Bachelorette opens off-Broadway July 26, 2010. Headland later writes and directs a feature film adaptation of the play. And in 2018, the musical Head Over Heels, which combines Sir Philip Sidney's 16th century pastoral romance Arcadia with the songs of the 1980s female rock group The Go-Go's, opens on Broadway at the Hudson. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.